before we get to the sugya of Hochei Drachim, which I think most of you spent time on this morning during Seder, you know, packet number 6, we still have a few shorter pieces of Gemara between the sugya that we did on Thursday and the sugya of Hochei Drachim. So let's first do those pieces. Maybe we'll share some insights there. And then we'll move to Hochei Drachim. But the Gemara at the bottom of Chafei Amabeis says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Chosan v'Hashishbinim v'Chol b'nei Chupa Peturim min Atfila u'min Atfilin v'Chayavim v'Kriyishma. Mishum Rabbi Sheila Amru Chosan Potu v'Hashishbinim v'Chol b'nei Chupa Chayav. Machlokas Tanoim at the Brisa quotes between the Tanakama and the Beis Rabbi Sheila, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Sheila, about whether Chosan Shishbinim and b'nei Chupa Chayav v'Kriyishma or not. Right? That's what they're arguing about. The Tanakhama says that they're potter from tefillah and tefillin, but they're chayav b'kriyishma. The Beis Rabbi Sheila say no, that the chosan is potter not only from tefillah and tefillin, he's even potter from kriyishma, but the b'nei achupa chayav in a kriyishma. What's the reasoning? Well, what's this machlokas? How does this relate to the previous Gemara? We talked about chosan shishbin achov b'nei achupa p'tur min ha-sukkah. Here there's no mention of sukkah. No mention of other mitzvahs except for tefillah and tefillin. So Rashi says on the Tanakhama, Pturim and tefillah, the baya kavan. Tefillah requires kavana. They're potter from tefillah. Min tefillah, mishim l'shchicha shichrus v'kalus rosh. If the shoshbinin and b'nei chupa mesamer l'chos and akala, the shichrus is kalus rosh. They used to drink when they were mesamer l'chos and akala. Now hopefully we don't drink when we mesamer l'chos and akala. They were more. It was a different society, so that's what they did. The drinking didn't lead to things that it's unfortunately it does lead to. Again, every society, every tzibur in their period of time has to be careful with different activities. So you know, I'm not suggesting that from Rashi you see that there has to be shichrus and kalus rosh when you misameh chosan and mekala, but that's what Rashi says. What's chayavim b'kriyishma? The mitzvah is kavanos ha'inu ala posag rishon v'yicholim liyashiv daitam shor ketanak te'likra posag rishon. So it says Rashi, kriyishma, they can be mechavim daitam v'shor achat, it's only one posag, so therefore the chayavim b'kriyishma. That's the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that there's a ptur of tefillah and tefillin because of kavana, shchicha, shichur, zekalos rosh, but the chayavim b'kriyishma because it's only a posag echad. And why do the Beis Rabbi Sheila say that the chosan is pata? Pata b'kriyishma, he says, the Torah, ushav b'nechub b'chayavim. Rabbi Sheila says that the chosan is still potter from kriyishma. Only the shabnei achupa chayavim. Comes Rashi and says, "V'leslu lani tanoi hosig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah." That's the key point in Rashi. Rashi says that these tanoim, presumably not only the Beis Rabbi Sheila but even the Tanakhama, these tanoim deny the din that hosig mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. They hold that you're chayav a mitzvah, even if you're hosig a mitzvah, you're chayav in another mitzvah. So that's why they hold it as a chayav of kriyishma. They argue as to when the chiyuv of kriyishma exists. Tanakhama says the chiyuv of kriyishma is for everyone, for the chosan, the shishbinim, and the bnei achupa. Rabbi Sheila says no, that the chosan is part of kriyishma, but the shishbinim are chayiv in kriyishma. They're chayiv in kriyishma. Presumably, both the Beis Rabbi Sheila and the Tanakhama would say that the chosan and the bnei achupa are chayiv b'sukkah. If osig mitzvah is chayiv b'mitzvah, then it should be chayiv b'sukkah as well. Kriyishma is just an example. Fascinating. Yeah. The Balamor interprets that Rashi not only made his statement about the Beis Rabbi Sheila, but even about the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that osik mitzvah is chayav mitzvah. How did the Balamor know that? He tells you. It's obvious from the Rashi. Why is it obvious in the Rashi? What does Rashi say in the Tanakhama? He gives you different reasons why the Tanakhama says that the Chos and the Shishbinim and the Bnei Achupa are potter from tefillah and tefillin. Why doesn't he just say they're osik mitzvah? Of course, they're part of the feeling. Why does he say the baya kavana shchicha shichur zukalas rosh? Certainly, the shchicha shichur zukalas rosh. That doesn't sound like an osik mitzvah part of an mitzvah type of din. It sounds like an onus type of din. Onus. It's due to situations, circumstances beyond their control. They can't wear tefillin. Tefillin, you cannot allow to be mesiach das from the tefillin. You have to treat the tefillin properly. There can't be a bizarre of the kedusha of tefillin. All these halachas and tefillin, so shchicha, shichur, zekalos rosh, they can't do it. it's not that they have a p'tur, it's that it's not shayach. Onus rachmana patre, that's a general p'tur, but it's not that they're oskim b'mitzvah, that's why they're potim in atfilin. So that's what prompted the Baal HaMaor to say that this comment of Rashi, that he connects to Rabbi Shila's shita, is not just Rabbi Shila, it's even the Tanakhama. These two shitas, according to Rashi, hold that oskim b'mitzvah is chayav b'mitzvah. So if you want to figure out whether you can be potter or not, you have to employ other tactics, other svars. Onus, right? Shchicha shechas v'kalas rosh. Ptur min atfila, not because oskim b'mitzvah, because tfila requires a kavana yiserta, requires a lot of kavana, and they're just not going to be able to be mechaber. Onus, it's not because of oskim b'mitzvah, potter min atfila. Where did Rashi see this? Why did Rashi feel compelled to say that these two deis deny the whole din of osim mitzvah, potter min mitzvah? Why did he have to say it? He could have just said poshut. Could have said that they agree, and that's why you're potter from tefillin. Why does he say that they must hold that osim mitzvah is chayav mitzvah? For two reasons. First of all, if osim mitzvah is potter min mitzvah, so then why are they chayav b'kriyishma? Chayav b'kriyishma already seems to imply that maybe osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah doesn't apply over here. But it's more than that. It's more than that. That's not enough. It's more than that. What's missing from this braisa? What does the Tanakhama not mention? He mentions a p'tur of tefillah and tefillin, but what does he not say? Kol mitzvah samur es batar. Rav Abba bar Zavda, when he talked about Avel, he mentions Avel is potter mikol is chayev b'chol mitzvah muris batara except it's filling. We always talk about chol mitzvah muris batara. He doesn't say that over. He doesn't mention anything about sukkah. Just says tefillah and filling. Dr. Marsha, that's what prompted Rashi to say that these tanaim deny the din of osik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Because if they held the osik mitzvah potter mitzvah, what are they picking on tefillah and filling for? Just say they're potter from chol mitzvah muris batara, but they're chayev b'kriyishma. Right. Why is focused on filling? So that's what prompted Rashi to say. Obviously, these days in Tanaim, are holding also the mitzvah really is chayiv the mitzvah. But filling are a special tour. They're onus. These people are onus in filling. They can't do it. So therefore, they're part of it, not because of also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah. That's the Rashi. It's Rashi. That these two days are the exception to the rule. So far, we found everyone holds it osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. We just found machlokas rishonim when it applies by yevshel lekayim shneim, by yevshel lekayim shneim. But everyone holds to the principle. Rashi learns that these two days in Tanoim do not hold to this principle. They hold that osik mitzvah really should be chayiv mitzvah, but there's a special p'tur of tefillah and tefillin. Be'emes, Rashi's pshat is very difficult. It's not the simple pshat in the sugya. Why? Because Rashi, as we pointed out before in the Chafei Med Aleph, Rashi takes a stand on the Machlokas Tosis and the Ran. Does Osig Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah apply only if Yevshel Lekayim Shneim? Can't do both? Or does it apply even if Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Rashi took a stand on that. Remember? Because the Gemara says that someone who's Kones as Sabasula is Potem and Kriyashma, but Kones as Almona is Chayiv. Right? There's a chiluk between Almona as opposed to Basula. What's the chiluk? What's the difference? Here, you're Torah Tir to the Mitzvah, then you're not Torah Tir to the Mitzvah. Why not? Almana, there's also a Tir to the Mitzvah. He has the Mitzvah of Ona. Maybe there's no Dan Besulim, but he has the Mitzvah of Ona. Well, why is he not Torah Tir to the Mitzvah? What's the difference? So Rashi filled us in. Rashi and Achafeim with Aleph and the Rasul Kone says, Kone's Almana lo Torid, v'yochel l'kayim eshtey. Right? Someone who's Kone's and Almana, he might be Torah Tir to the Mitzvah, but it's not so all-consuming. His tirt is not all-consuming. He can be mekayim shteim. Kone says abesula, eino yochel mekayim shteim. Rashi clearly is taking a stand. Rashi holds like Tosfos. Rashi says that osik mitzvah is potter min mitzvah only if he yefshel lekayim shteim. Only if he yefshel lekayim shteim. So the problem is, if osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah applies only if he yefshel lekayim shteim, so someone who argues and says osik mitzvah is chayav mitzvah, when is he chayav mitzvah? What's the case? He has to argue with the other day. So if the day that holds osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah holds that way, only if eif shalakayim shneiim, so then the one who holds osik mitzvah chayav mitzvah must hold that you're chayav mitzvah even though eif shalakayim shneiim. Right? It has to be like that. Because if not, what's the machlokas? If the one who holds osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah holds that way, dafka, if eif shalakayim shneiim, So the one who argues and says also mitzvah chayv mitzvah has to hold that you chayv mitzvah even if it's the efshel kaim shneim. But how does that make any sense? You can't do both. The choice is either doing one or doing the other. And the din is osig mitzvah is chayv mitzvah, that you have to stop the first mitzvah to do the other mitzvah. That's pile ploy. It's really a pella. If Rashi subscribes to Tosa Shita, it's not much a pella how he understood the Gemara. How can you say that osig mitzvah is chayv mitzvah, even though it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, I'm chayv to do the second mitzvah? Well, what does that mean? How did these two Rashi's come together? I never had a good answer for this kasha. It's a very powerful kasha. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara is not like Rashi. The Pashup Shad is like the Riva and the Ran. We had them. The Ritva subscribes to Tosu Shita. The Ritva holds it Osig Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah only if Eif Shalakayim Shneim, right? If you hold Osig Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah only if Eif Shalakayim Shneim, you can't do both, right? So how can you explain this, Bryson? It's Pashup. The Bryson reads perfectly simply. I don't know why Rashi had to stand on his head. It's Pashup. These two Tanoim both hold Osig Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. The whole machlokis is what's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, what's not Eif Shalakayim Shneim. The Tanakhama says Chosin Shishbinim Chol B'nei Chol B'Apter Menat Tefillah Menat Tefillin, because it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Tefillah requires a Kavana Yiserta, an extended Kavana throughout the Shemona Esrei. Tefillin, you can't be Mesiyach Das from Tefillin. Right, so since it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, that's why you're Potter. Kriyishma Yechayiv, because it only requires kavona in the Pasuk Rishon, as Rashi says. It's a machlokas, what the Ikar of Kriyashma is, what's the mitzvah deraisa. Pasuk Rishon, first parsha, second parsha. So that's, right, if you assume that the mitzvah is only the first parsha, that's all that you have to have kavona in, so then I get it. That's Efshel Lekayim Shnei. That's why the Tanakhama says, the Chayav and Kriyashma, but the Potter, only from Tefillah and Tefillin. Because those are Efshel Lekayim Shnei. Reb Shila says, no. By Chosan, it's even Eif Shalakayim Shneim by Kriyishma. It's only Pasuk Rishon. So the Chosan is so tired, it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim by him either. So that's the Pashup Shana of the Gemara. Pashup Shana of the Gemara is that the two days are both agreeing, Osig Mitzvah, Potem and Amitzvah, but they hold it's only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Question is, what is Efsha? What is Efsha? That's Lechora, what they're arguing about. But no one says Kol Mitzvah Samur is Batar. Why did the Tanakhama say Potem Kol Mitzvah Samur is Batar? If you're telling me Osig Mitzvah is Potem and Amitzvah, so say Osig Mitzvah is Potem and Amitzvah from all Mitzvahs Hatar. So the answer could be that Minachanami, the Tanakhama holds you that Potem from all Mitzvahs if it's Yev Shalakayim Shneim. But he's setting up a contrast between different Mitzvahs that require Kavana. Tefillin, Tefillin, Kriyishma. These are Mitzvahs that require Kavana. So that's what he's trying to say. Kriyashma requires very, very little kavanah. So even if Osig Mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah, it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, that's why they're chayiv. Tefillin require more kavanah, so that's why if Osig Mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah, when it's Efshel Kayim Shneim, it's Taka Efshel Kayim Shneim, that's why you're going to need Potem. But are you only Potem in these mitzvahs? No! The Pashup Pshat is the Tanakhama and the Beir Pshila. They both hold it. You're Potem from all mitzvahs if it's Efshel Kayim Shneim. Shaila here is what is Efshel, what is the Efshel? That's Lechora, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, that this Brisa is now embellishing, it's partially disagreeing with the first Brisa. Right? The Mokka for Osig Mitzvah Potem and Amitzvah is from Kriyishma. Right? The Mokka that we had is from Kriyishma. But now this Brisa is saying that it's not so clear. Right? It's not so clear that there should be a Ptur from Kriyishma. Right? The Beir Pshila could learn the Mokka is from Kriyishma. It's learned from Chosn. The Tanakhama would have to have a different mokum. Tanakhama would only learn from Shchita Sapesa, not from Kriyishma, because he says everyone's chayving Kriyishma, because you only have to have Kavan in the first place. Okay? This Lechor is the Braisa. I think Rashi's Pshat is very difficult. I'm open for suggestions in Rashi. Rashi is very difficult. We understand why Rashi felt compelled to say that these Tanaim hold that Osig Mitzvah is chayving Mitzvah. But the problem is that if Rashi holds that Osig Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah only a Bayi of Shalakayim Shneim, then someone who holds chayving Mitzvah must say even by Eif Shalakayim Shneim. But if that's the case, I don't understand. The Ritva, we started with a Ritva that asked the Kasha that it's a Svara that Osig Mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. You're Osig in one mitzvah, so why should I stop doing one mitzvah? Do another mitzvah. Why was he bothered with that Kasha? Because his point of departure is that only if Eif Shalakayim Shneim are you part of a mitzvah. So if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, you should have to continue doing the first mitzvah. How's Rashi going to argue with that? Rashi subscribes to the Ritva, and yet he seems to explain the Gemara differently. It's really a pellet in Rashi. Pasha Pshat is that simple, that they all hold Osigris as part of the Ritva. So the Shaila is Kriyash Mataka Efshel Chaim Shneim, or is it not Efshel Chaim Shneim? Okay, let's go back to the next Brisa. Tanya. Amar Reb Chananya ben Akavya. Kosvei Svarim Tfilin Umezuzes Hein V'Tagreim V'Tagrei Tagreim V'Chol Oskim Lecha Shemayim La'asuye Mocher Tcheles P'turim M'Kriyashma Min Atfilin U'min Atfilu U'min Atfilin U'chol Mitzah Mors Batora V'Kayim Divrei Reb Yossi Aglili Sh'oya Reb Yossi Aglili Omer Oskim Mitzah Batam Min Mitzah. Notice, Chol Mitzah Mors Batora. Reb Chananya ben Akavya says the Kosvei Svarim Tfilin Umezuzes Hein V'Tagreim, people who write Sifrei Torah, and Tefillin, Mezuzas, Stam, and those who sell them. Kol Ha'oskim V'Mlecha Shemayim L'Asu Yemocha Tcheles. Interesting. The Potter from Kol Mitzvah Mors Batar. Kriyishma, Tefillah, and Tefillin, they're often mentioned together as a block, but they're also Potter from Kol Mitzvah Mors Batar. Right? L'Kayim Divrei Reb Yossi Haglili, that Oskim Mitzvah is Potter Ben HaMitzvah. This is a remarkable Gemara as well. Right? What are these people doing? They're writing tefillin? They're writing Sifrei Torah? They're selling Sifrei Torah? What's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. There's a mitzvah to read from a Torah. What's the mitzvah to sell tefillin? He's doing business. What's the mitzvah to sell tefillin? What's the mitzvah to write tefillin? The mitzvah in writing tefillin? Osik a mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah by writing tefillin? L'chora, writing of tefillin is only a what? What's the phrase we use to describe writing tefillin? It's not a mitzvah, it's actually just a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory act to enable someone to do a mitzvah. What's Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya saying? This is quite an expansion of the din. One brisa, according to Rashi, is arguing with the din we had. The brisa, 2 days in the brisa, deny Osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, the next brisa, is saying, Fakert, that Osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah expands even to hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah? I'm not doing a mitzvah now, and I'm potter from doing another mitzvah? I'm only doing a hechsher mitzvah, and I'm potter from doing another mitzvah? Heicha motzinu davar kaze. A hechsher mitzvah is strong enough to say that you're potter from a mitzvah? Hey, big chiddush. So the Beis Yosef has a very creative pshat here. Beis Yosef says, we must be talking about a situation where someone is going out on a journey, and he needs a pair of tefillin. He doesn't have tefillin. He's leaving. So he tells the sofer, could you write me a pair of tefillin? If the sofer doesn't write the tefillin now, then the mitzvah of tefillin is going to be misbata. This person's mitzvah of tefillin is going to be misbata. That kind of hechsher mitzvah, zokta beis Yosef, that's part of min ha-mitzvah. Because his hechsher mitzvah, his writing of the tefillin is now going to enable the mitzvah of tefillin of this person to be fulfilled. Without him, that tefillin, that mitzvah of tefillin is going to be misbata. There's going to be a bittul mitzvah. So the chiddush of the brisa is that a hechsher mitzvah, it's not just a hechsher mitzvah to prepare for a mitzvah, but it's absolutely necessary. It's ma'akev in the mitzvah. Because without this, the sofer engaging in the hechsher mitzvah, then the mitzvah is going to be misbatel. In such a case, that hechsher mitzvah, taka is someone who's osik in the hechsher mitzvah will be potem in a mitzvah. Because we look at him as not just being osik in the hechsher mitzvah, we look at him as being osik b'mitzvah, because this hechsher mitzvah must be done now. It must be done now to enable the mitzvah of tefillin to be fulfilled tomorrow, to be fulfilled in the future, because if not, it's not going to be fulfilled. Pretty creative reading of the brisa.
Aren't a lot, or probably most hechsher mitzvahs, done?
No, because the person doesn't necessarily need you to write the tefillin. If you don't write the tefillin, then someone else... If you don't write the tefillin right now, there are other pairs of tefillin. If you don't write the tefillin right now, again, we're talking about that there's another mitzvah for the sofer to do, but he's going to continue writing the tefillin. Why should he continue writing the tefillin? He can write the tefillin in 2 hours from now. Let him do the other mitzvah. He's writing tefillin, tefillah comes, kriyishma comes. So he can be misbatel from kriyishma, he can be misbatel from the tefillah in order to be able to write the tefillin. Why? But there's no mitzvah that he's doing now. No, because it's absolutely necessary for him to write the tefillin, because someone's going off on a journey, he's not going to have tefillin at all.
Haven't we discussed it? We're time bound. Even if it's time bound, why is this different than time bound? We've discussed that time bound mitzvah still, even so, you're still about to.
Correct, but the difference is over here, he's actually not doing a mitzvah right now. If he's doing a mitzvah right now, and then a time bound mitzvah comes, so yes, that's the pasuk of Kriyishma. Pasuk of Kriya Shema tells me that also mitzvah is part of Netzah. Even though he knew that Kriya Shema, which is a time bound mitzvah, is coming.
It's time sensitive. He has to do it now.
No, the time sensitive mitzvah we were talking about is the second mitzvah. Right? I'm osik in one mitzvah. I'm shulchei mitzvah. I'm going on a derech to be kodesh shvuyim. So I'm part of an asukah, right? The chosan is going to a mitzvah and he's part of from kriyishma. Chosan is going on a mitzvah, right? He's tarred b'tir das be'ila. He's part of from kriyishma. Kriyishma is the time bound mitzvah. Kriyishma is the time of mitzvah. So he's osik in one mitzvah. So he's part of from a second mitzvah. But here the person is not osik in a mitzvah. He's only osik in a heksha mitzvah. So why should he be part of from the other mitzvah? That's the shayla. So the chiddush that the Beis Yosef suggests is that, so this is a special hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah that if he doesn't do, it's going to lead directly to a bittul mitzvah. Normally the hechsher mitzvah doesn't necessarily lead directly to the bittul mitzvah. Certainly in the writing of Sefer Torah and Tefillin, it's not going to lead to a bittul mitzvah. They use another Sefer Torah. They fulfill Kriyas HaTorah with a different Sefer Torah. So they want to get a new Sefer Torah, but it's not going to lead to a bittul mitzvah. Here it might lead to a bittul mitzvah. Yes?
Just because the mitzvah is ma'akim on him, that necessarily mean he's mechuyav in that mitzvah?
That's Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi's chiddush. It's not even his mitzvah, it's Yanim's mitzvah. It's someone else's mitzvah. But if I don't write the tefillin, he's not going to have his mitzvah. He needs me. He can't write tefillin. He doesn't know how to do it. So that's the big chiddush, that if my action is going to enable a mitzvah, and my inaction, if I do another mitzvah that will cause a bittul of the other mitzvah, that's like Oseg b'mitzvah. So the din Oseg b'mitzvah, then the mitzvah is going to apply. Yes? I'm not finished. I have a simpler pshat that I want to suggest. But that's the Beis Yosef. Yes?
So we said earlier, not the Beis Yosef, we said earlier that somebody who's been derech to do a mitzvah, so they're also pater.
Right.
But that's not the action of the mitzvah either. So could you argue that the hechsher mitzvah is like kederech?
It's an excellent point. Right. Lechora, holchei mitzvah, going to learn Torah, or going to be makal pein rabo, going to be podeshwin. Isn't that the raya that hechsher mitzvah, that the din of osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, can apply to hechsher mitzvah? Right? I hear you. It's a good hara. There still is one difference. There's still one difference. The difference is that holchei drachim shluchei mitzvah are going to their own mitzvah. So you are right. That maybe the idea that even hechsher mitzvah can be called an osik mitzvah for the din of osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, there is mokar for that in the Mishnah. But here, the sofer is engaged in a hechsher mitzvah for Reuven's mitzvah, for someone else's mitzvah. That's still a kiddush.
But him writing the tefillin is still his own mitzvah, no? He's helping somebody else by giving them the tefillin.
No, but writing the tefillin is not a mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah for the putting on of the tefillin.
But writing for somebody else that's not considered a mitzvah.
It's not a hechsher mitzvah for my mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah for his mitzvah. Right? It's a hechsher mitzvah for his mitzvah, so it still is one step removed. So even if from the Mishnah you see that Osek Behechsher Mitzvah might be part of the Mena Mitzvah, perhaps, right? But Osek Behechsher Mitzvah of someone else's Mitzvah? That's still a bit more removed. So that's why the Beis Yosef has to say, and it's not just Osek Behechsher Mitzvah. It's that you're being Osek in a Hechsher Mitzvah that if you don't do, it's going to lead to a Bittul Mitzvah. So if it's going to lead to a Bittul Mitzvah, even though it's someone else's Mitzvah, you'll be part of the Mena Mitzvah. That's the Beis Yosef check.
Isn't writing Torah part of Talmud Torah? Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to say Birchas Torah before you write Torah.
Well, Ksiva Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. That is true. Ksiva Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. Writing Torah, you're saying writing Sifrei Torah. Writing Sifrei Torah is a mitzvah because it's the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. The mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Emma says, until you finish the Sefer Torah, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah. And if someone commissions the Sefer Torah, you're only a shliach for him. You're doing his mitzvah. You're not really doing a mitzvah, per se. No, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Yeah.
Is it not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah while you're writing?
But Osik B'Torah is not
chayav. That's a good point. Osik B'Talmud Torah is chayav mitzvah anyway, so that's right. Yeah, that's not going to help us. Right. Rashi seems to have a different pshat in the Gemara. The Beis Yosef has a creative pshat that we're talking about Osek b'Hechsher Mitzvah, Hechsher Mitzvah of someone else. That individual is also Potter min HaMitzvah. But look at what Rashi says. Rashi has a fascinating idea. You can run by the Rashi and not notice it. But Rashi might be teaching us a big chiddush here. What does Rashi say? Tagrein. Halokim Ehem. You have Sofrim who are writing the Sefer Torah. Then you have Tagrein. Halokim Ehem. Kedei Limkor Ulham Tzion Letzarech Lahem. They're buying the tefillin from the sofrim in order to sell them to others, laham tzion latzarech lahem, to make them available for those who need them. Rashi's very careful with his words. Right? He's always very brief. What does Rashi add over here that we don't need? Laham tzion latzarech lahem, to make them available for other people. What does he need that for? Of course, you're buying, aren't you buying and selling, right? You're buying in order to sell, to make them available for other people. But what does Rashi mean by this comment? So comes the Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Ches. We're going to get to the Magen Avraham actually in another sugya. It's going to come up. But he's medayek from this Rashi. That what do you see from this Rashi? Why are they selling? Why are these Tagarim selling the tefillin? They're selling it to do business, to make a profit, to make a parnasa. That's not what they're doing. Nathan?
I'm
going
to say that it's more for, because he emphasizes the Sorach for everyone else. They don't really care about the profits, or they're not even make.
Right, it sounds like they're selling it at cost. They're really selling the tefillin in order to make them available for others. Or maybe they're making a little bit of profit because there's an amount, there's a schar batala, right? They're not able to engage in their own parnasa. But it's an altruistic endeavor for them. They're not doing it for profit. It's not business. Why does Rashi say that? Zochtem Magen Avraham. Maybe Rashi was bothered with this kasha. Well, with this kasha, what is Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya telling us, that someone who writes Svarim and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, they're part of a mitzvah? Are they really Osik mitzvah? They're only Osik b'hechsher mitzvah, and it's not even their hechsher. It's not even their mitzvah. Someone else's mitzvah. Why should they be part of it? So Rashi says, no. The only reason why we define them as an Osik b'mitzvah is because they're not doing it for profit. They're not doing it for profit. And if they're not doing it for profit, that's viewed as an Osik b'mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? I think the Magen Avraham means to being osik b'tzarech tzibur. That's what it is. It's a chesed. It's a chesed. They're being osik b'tzarech tzibur. That's the mitzvah. If they were doing it for profit, so then they're really only doing a hechsher mitzvah right now. But if they're doing it kedei laham tzion l'acher, and that's what the tagarim are doing, that's what the sofrim are doing, they're doing it for the tzibur so that people will have the tefillin, then maybe that's called osik mitzvah. That's like osik b'tzarech tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Gimel talks about Osik B'Tzarech Tzibur as part of an Amitzvah. We had that. We had the Taz. Right? Misasik B'Tzarech Tzibur, the Hatzalah call. Someone who's Osik B'Tzarech Tzibur is part of an Amitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Osik B'Tzarech Tzibur? Gemilas Chasadim. And Chesed of a Tzibur. It's even greater than Chesed of a Yochid. That's a mitzvah. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavi is saying that those who are writing Tfilin, Mezuzahs, the Tagarim, those who are writing tefillin, if their kavana is to make it available for other people, that's what they're doing it for. That's osig b'mitzvah. They're osig b'mitzvah. They're osig b'tzarech tzibur. Maybe that's why they're called them in a mitzvah. Okay, a little bit different than the Beis Yosef. Ellie.
Then why wouldn't the Gemara use a more specific example, not something that's use an example that's much more clearly the tzibur and not something the community
does after mitzvah? That I can't answer. That's a good kasha. Saying why give it, why say it in this way and leave us guessing as to why this is called Osik B'Mitzvah. I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara could have said Osik B'Tzarech Tzibur as part of an Mitzvah. Adkan. It would have been very very simple. That I can't answer. So there's another hand, Ellie.
Why didn't the Beit Yosef say like Rashi then?
Beis Yosef is giving a different pshat. He's not beholden to Rashi. Right? Rashi is a chiddush. That's the reason why the Tagarim are selling it. Most Tagarim sell things to make a profit. They sell it for business. So Rashi's reading of Tagarim is creative. It's a chiddush. So because it's a chiddush, the Beis Yosef didn't understand the Gemara that way. He understood Kipshuto. That we're talking about people who are doing it for business, so they're not focused on the mitzvahs. They're not focused on the mitzvahs. So what mitzvah is there? It is a hechsher mitzvah, even though they're doing it for business, but it's a hechsher mitzvah for someone else, so why should they be part of a mitzvah? So that's why the Beis Yosef had to give his other pshat. Okay, so two possibilities. I mean, it's true. The Gemara still is shver. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi is a big chiddush. You know, you just sort of daven it up to get to the next sugya, but you can't daven up anything. You have to read it carefully. It's still a chiddush. But at least we have two working mahalchim, two working pshatim in the sugya. Try to understand what the chiddush really is all about. Okay, let's move now to Holchei Drachim. Tana Rabbanan. Holchei Drachim b'yom, p'turim min asuka b'yom, v'chayavim b'layla. Holchei Drachim b'layla, p'turim min asuka b'layla, v'chayavim b'yom. Holchei Drachim b'yom, uva layla, p'turim min asuka b'yom, v'chayavim b'layla. Holchen Lidvar Mitzvah, Pturim Bamayom of Imbalai, like Yodra of Chistav, the Rabba Bar Rafuna, Kiahu Aili, Bishab Sidriglu, the Berish Kalusa, Vugonu Araxa, the Sura, Amri Ananshluch, and Mitzvah Nana Pturim. So Zot the Braisa, that Holche Drachim, Fidvar Rishus, Pturim and Asuka only when they're Holchen, only when they're actually traveling. Holche Mitzvah, those who are going for a Dvar Mitzvah, then Pturim Bamayom Bamayom Bamayom. As the Gemara describes, that the Amoraim were going to the Reish Galusa, and they said that they're Shluchim Mitzvah, and they're Potter, like the Mishnah. Right? Shluchim Mitzvah, Pturim, and Asuk. Why are Holchim Mitzvah, Pturim, Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla, if they're only traveling by day? So we have two Pshatim, right? We have Tosus in Iran. Tosus says it's Yev Shalakayim Shnayim. If they sit in the Sukkah at night, then that will take away from their Mitzvah Bayom. The Ran says that they're Be'em Tashlichusam. They're in the middle of the process, even though they're not traveling, but they're in the middle of the journey. So that's why they're called Oskim B'mitzvah. They're still in the middle of the journey. Did you notice Rashi has a different pshat? The third pshat. You have to read the Rashi's carefully. What does Rashi say? Holchem l'dvar mitzvah p'turim b'yom v'alayla av b'shein holchem ela b'yom u'mishum detrudim v'dogim b'machsheves ha'mitzvah u'v'tikuneh p'turim min ha'mitzvah. What does Rashi say? He doesn't say that they're Be'em Tashlichusim. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say it's Yesh L'Kaim Shneim, they're not going to be able to travel properly by day, the mitzvah is going to be Nifsad. What does he say? He says that Torah B'machshava, that Torah B'machsheves Mitzvah B'alayla. What is Rashi invoking? Which Ptur of Osig Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah? Well, better. Which example of Osig Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah? Torah B'machsheves Mitzvah? Chosen. Exactly, Sam. Chosen. Rashi is saying that Shluchay Mitzvah, even if they're only Holchim Bayom, they're Pturim Balayla, because they're Torah B'machsheves HaMitzvah, Mistama, since they're still traveling, it's not that they're in the middle of the journey. Rashi was troubled with the Ran. The Ran's a big Chiddush. They're not traveling, and yet, since they're in the middle of the journey, they're called Oskim. What Oskim? The Ran himself says that you have to have some kind of an Asek. If someone is wearing tzitzis, that's not enough. You've got to be involved in something. So Rashi was troubled. Where's the involvement? They're not doing anything. So what, that they're in the middle of the journey? Do I want to learn like Tosfos that it's going to take away from the mitzvah bayom, from the traveling bayom? Great. That's quite limiting in the Braisa. Right? Why should we limit the Braisa to that? It sounds like they're part of Balaylan in all circumstances, even if it won't detract from their traveling bayom. So that's why Rashi says, no, there is something that's going on at night. And that is, even if they're not actively traveling, but they're Torah B'machsheves HaMitzvah. They're thinking about the journey. They're planning the journey. They're trying to figure out where they're going to get gas and where they're at. They're Torah, they're thinking so much about it. And that's why they're like Chos. Like Choson, that they're Torah B'machsheves Mitzvah, that's why they're Potem in HaMitzvah. Okay, a third approach as to why Holchei Mitzvah, Torah, even Balayla, not because they're in the middle of the journey, or because it's Yev Shalakayim Shnayim, but rather because they're Torah B'machsheves HaDovar, so therefore they're going to be content. Rashi probably feels, by the way, that it is Yev Shalakayim Shnayim, because he held that Osim Mitzvah is Potem HaMitzvah only if it's Yev Shalakayim Shnayim. But it's not Yev Shalakayim Shnayim in the sense that if I do something tonight, if I go for the Sukkah tonight, I won't be able to do it tomorrow. Rashi feels that he's so Torah now that he won't be able to get to the Sukkah. Right? The tirda is going to, he's so doig, the tirda is going to take him away from the Sukkah. He can't look for a Sukkah. He can't look for a Sukkah. That's why it's Yesh Lekayim Shem, that's why they're part of the Mitzvah. Okay. So the Braisa says that Holchei Drachim, regular Holchei Drachim, Holchim Bedvar Rishus, Apotem in a mitzvah, the potem in a sukkah only at the time that they're holy. If they're holy by yom, they're potem by yom. They're holy by laila, they're potem by laila. But if they're only holy by yom, then they're going to be chayiv by laila. Why are holchei drachim potem? Holchei mitzvah, that we know. Osig mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. Why are holchei drachim potem? What kind of a strange idea? They're going for dvarishus, right? They're going for some personal reason. Traveling, so they put them in a sukkah. But someone who's traveling is put them from tefillah. He doesn't have to put on tefillah. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. He can eat chada. What's going on over here? Kind of a strange notion is this. It says, "Tell you, says a mary that he is sick." Holchei drachim bayom kolza nachem iteshu kain tadur. Holchei drachim apotus says, "Tell you, says because teshu kain tadur." Shekshem shadim beveso inonim namilatzes laderech. Just like a person who's living in his home doesn't withhold himself from going out on a journey, so too on sukkahs we live in the sukkah. We koveya adira in the sukkah, but it's natural for a person to leave their dira. So just like a person will leave his dira when he's living in the bayis, he'll leave his dira when he's living in the sukkah. It's natural, and he's allowed to do that because it's ka'im taduru. You don't have to always sit in the sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah if it's normal for you to sit in your house. So you don't sit in the house, you sit in the sukkah. But if you're out on a journey, if you're going to work, let's say, sounds like whole chedrachim should be potter from the sukkah. You know, this idea that everyone at work tries to find the sukkah, or if they can't find a sukkah, they eat a yogurt, they eat a shahakal, they eat something that's not chayv in sukkah, that's a wonderful thing to do. We're going to get to that, right? Achilas sarai, technically speaking, can be eaten outside the sukkah. You have a snack. It's not an achilas kevah, that can be eaten outside the sukkah. We'll see, the Gemara says, the Mishnah seems to say that hareza meshubach, you eat an achilas sarai, even inside the sukkah, hareza meshubach. L'chora, everyone is being machmir to try to eat any type of food inside the sukkah. You know, to try to eat only inside the sukkah. Nachama. People are trying to be machmir to not eat outside the sukkah, even if they're potter. I should say it like that. They want to be machmir not to eat outside the sukkah, even if they're technically potter. But someone who's going to work is holchei drachim. Just like if he were living at home and he went to work, he would eat at his desk. So l'chora on sukkahs, if he goes to work, he should be able to eat at the desk. People are machmir, just like some are machmir to eat nachilas arai in the sukkah. So people are machmir, even though technically they're potter, they should be potter, they're going to work, they should be potter from the sukkah. They try only to eat nachilas arai, only to eat the yogurt, because that's really more potter. They don't want to eat nachilas keva, but they really should be able to eat nachilas keva. You should be able to eat a sandwich at your desk. Because they're holchei drachim. The person is a holchei derech. He's on his journey. He's actively involved in parnasa. It's a davar rishus, but Teshu Kein Toduru should tell me that technically speaking you should be part of Meikar. People are machmer. Just like by Achila Sarai people are machmer, so too they're machmer over here only to eat something that's just Achila Sarai, to be machmer a little bit more, not to eat Achila Keva outside of the sukkah. But technically speaking they should be part. Tosfos says, "V'chein mitzdar the patur la'el min asukah." Hainu miteshu kein tadur. They not demdor b'makom shemitzdar. As well, mitzdar is patur in asukah because of teshu kein tadur. Okay, that's Tosfos. So the holchei drachim are patur b'yom, but the chayav b'layla. Why the chayav b'layla? Says Tosfos, chayav b'layla kishadam lon b'layla b'yishuv. Person comes back to the yishuv b'layla, sees chayav asukah. Chai b'sukkah. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, what's Tosfos talking about? Lon b'yishuv. What kind of yishuv? Sounds like a stam yishuv, any yishuv. Yishuv of Yisrael, yishuv of a goy, yishuv of goyim. Doesn't matter where he is. It's chai b'sukkah b'layla. Bayom is part of it because Teshu Kein Tadur, he's traveling. And since people travel, so then he's part of an asukkah. But b'layla, since he's not traveling anymore, so then he's chayiv. If he's lon b'yishuv, he's going to be chayiv. Zok the Magen Avraham, it sounds like even if he's lon b'yishuv shalakum, he's in a goyish area. There are no Jews here. He's also chayiv a sukkah. How can he be chayiv a sukkah? Where's he going to get a sukkah from? There's no sukkah. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, it's a mitof reish mem sukkah, it has vav, that from Tosfos you see that the holchei drachim achayiv b'layla, even to build a sukkah. If they can get a sukkah, takes a tircha maybe to get the sukkah. So of course they have to be tareah to get the sukkah. But comes the Magen Avraham and suggests the chiddush that the fact that Tosfos says that the holchei drachim achayiv b'layla when they're lon b'yishuv, and he doesn't say lon b'yishuv Yisrael, it sounds like even if they're lon b'yishuv shalakam, they're going to sleep, they're going to rest in the yishuv of goyim, they're still chayiv sukkah. It sounds like they would have to even build a sukkah because there are no sukkahs in a yishuv shalakam. So it sounds like the holchei drachim b'layla have a full chiyuv of sukkah. They'd even have to build the sukkah. And the Magen Avraham is troubled that the Levush Malchus, one of the Gedolei Achronim, disagrees. And he says that they're not chayav to build a sukkah. They have to try to find a sukkah, but they're not chayav to build a sukkah. So the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. First of all, Tosfos implies that even if they're lon b'yishuv shalakum, they're chayav in sukkah. And that seems to tell us that they have to build a sukkah, because if not, where are they going to get the sukkah from? So first of all, the diuk of Tosfos sounds like they're chayav to build a sukkah. What's more, he says, according to the Levush, I don't understand, what's the difference between Bayom and Balayla? The holchei drachim apartei Bayom. Right? They don't have to push themselves to sit in the sukkah. They're part of Bayom. Since they're traveling, they're not chayavs in the sukkah. They can eat anywhere, just like a person who travels from his home eats anywhere. They don't have to wait until they get to a sukkah. They can eat, let's say on the journey, they're on the journey. They know that in another 20 minutes, another half an hour, they're going to be at a sukkah. They don't have to wait. They're whole chedrochem bayom, then they're allowed to eat now, even if it's outside the sukkah. So Frek, the Magen Avram, if the Levush holds that they don't have to build a sukkah at night, so what exactly is the difference between day and night? They don't have to wait for a sukkah day by day. They don't have to wait for a sukkah at night. What's the difference between day and night? According to me, I'll tell you what the difference is. According to me, they don't have to build a sukkah by day. Right? They don't have to build a sukkah by day. They can eat outside the sukkah. But at night, no, they're absolutely mechuyav to have a sukkah, even to build a sukkah. There's a very big difference between day and night. By day, they don't have to have a sukkah. At night, they even have to build a sukkah. But according to you, Lavush, that you say that by day, they don't have to wait for the sukkah. They don't have to wait for the sukkah. They can just eat where they are. You hold at night, they also don't have to wait for the sukkah. They can eat just where they are. So what's the difference between night and day, according to you? That's the Magen Avraham's kash. So the emphasis is not a kash. L'chora, what the Levush is saying is that by day, they don't have to engage in any tircha to get to the sukkah. They're on the middle of the journey. They're going to get to a sukkah in another 20-25 minutes. It's a pain in the neck to wait. They're hungry. They want to eat now. So the p'tur of Hochei Drachma, of Teishu Kein Tadur, tells me that they don't have to wait. They can eat now. But what is the Levush hold? At night, they don't have to build the sukkah. But what do they have to do at night? They have to be torech, right? They have to have a tircha to get to the sukkah. Even if the sukkah is, I don't know, 10 minutes away. They're on the journey. They have a motel. And someone tells them that the sukkah is another 10 minutes away, travel. The difference between yom and laila is that by yom, they don't have to engage in a tircha to get to the sukkah. That's the p'tur of teishu kein tadur. But at night, they do have to be torech to get to the sukkah. That's the difference between yom and laila. That's the machlokas, the Magen Avraham Levush. The Magen Avraham says, no, they actually have to build the sukkah at night. The Levush says, no, they don't have to build the sukkah at night, but they have to be willing to engage in a tircha to get to a sukkah. That far they do have to go, no matter what the tircha is, they have to be taref. But if they don't have a sukkah, they don't have to build a sukkah. That far they don't have to go. That's the machlokas achronim, as to how to understand the chiyuv of the Hochei Drachim for Dvar Rishus Balayla. Question, I saw a hand up. Yes, David.
In the case where the Hasidim slept by the riverbank, was there no houses there, or were there non-Jewish houses and they decided not to stay in them?
There must have been no paraphernalia to build a sukkah, right? And that's where the Magen Avraham. Oh, just one second. Those were shluchei mitzvah. I'm sorry, those were shluchei mitzvah. They weren't holchei rishus. That's different. They're mamish kotah. They're shluchei mitzvah. Why are they kotah? Because the yevshalachaim shneyem. They'll be mispatla from the mitzvah the next day, or they're in the middle of the journey, or Rashi, they're torah in the machsheves mitzvah. There are different reasons, but that's shluchei mitzvah. We're talking about holchei drachim for dvar rishus. Holchei drachim for dvar rishus are not potter because of osig mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. They're potter because of what? Teishu kein tadur. Teishu kein tadur applies only if they're traveling. The question is, at night, what are they mechuyev to do? Comes the Magen Avraham and says, they're even mechuyev to build a sukkah. Tell the Levush, no, they're not mechuyev to build a sukkah. They just have to engage in a tircha to get to the sukkah.
Why? If the Levush says that they have to be part themselves pretty much as far as it goes, why does he stop at building the sukkah?
That's the next point. So the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, points out that the Ramah sounds like the Levush a little bit. Because the Ramah in Siman Tov Resh Mem, Sif Ches, mentions the din of Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim Bayom, Ptur Min HaSukkah Bayom, V'Chayavim Balayim. So Zav the Ramah, V'dafka Kishyuchlu Limtso Sukkah. Avlim Eina Motzim Sukkah Yuchlu Leilech Ledarkam Afshelo Yeshuva Lo Yom V'lo Laila. Kishar Yimos HaShona Shein Amini Yadarkam Yishan Beis. Zav the Ramah, Dechayev HaLaila if they can find the Sukkah. But if they can't find the Sukkah, they can go on their journey, they can do whatever they want, they don't have to wait for a Sukkah. They have to wait for a Sukkah. Don't they have to build a Sukkah? According to the Magen Avraham, they have to build a sukkah. The Ramah sounds like there's no chiyuv to build a sukkah. If they have a sukkah, if it's available, then fine. If not, not. If it's available, that means that even if they have to engage in a tircha to get to it, but it's available, so then they have to do that. But if it's not available, they can't get to it, it sounds like they don't have to build a sukkah. So first of all, the Ramah sounds like Levush. Rabbi Manoach also sounds like the Vush. This is pointed out by the Bir Halacha there on the Ramah. Rabbi Manoach in Hilchos Sukkah has a line, "D'chayovim b'alayla imagiyim l'mokom sheyei sham sukkah." Avalim dorim b'alayla v'mokom goyim she'ein sham sukkah p'turim. Mufurish, Rabbi Manoach, and the Franco Ramam has it on the side of the Ramam. In the old versions, he's not there. Rabbi Manoach says, "Kemat beferish." Cannot. He says beferish, like the Lavush, that they don't have to build a sukkah. If they're b'mokom goyim, there's no chiyuv to build a sukkah. There's no sukkah in the pot. In the pot. What's the machlokas? What's the svar? Avis kash. What's the machlokas to Magen Avraham Lavush? So the Lavush himself explains why he holds that they're going to build a sukkah. This is in the packet, in the handout. We'll turn to page 2 for a minute. The Lavush says that Avada, the person shouldn't have to build a sukkah. Look at the last three lines of the second paragraph, Sifches. Avu Balayla. The last one of the line is Yesh. Avu Balayla. What's the Lavush saying? Why are they potter if they have to build a sukkah? Tsar. So what's the Torah? The star part of the sukkah teshu came to do. That's what the Lavush is saying. Ein lo chatircha v'tzar godol mizeh. That's the Torah.
Even though the star isn't coming from sitting in the sukkah?
Yes. Very good point. We're going to get to it in greater detail as we're going to continue. Yes. Mitzar even to build a sukkah in certain contexts. Again, teshu came to do. It tells me that if someone is mitzar, if it's not came to do, then he's going to be potter. Now, this very specific case that he's talking about, he's not talking about someone in his home. There's no question that someone who's at home has to build a sukkah, even if it takes a lot of time. So I mean, what are you going to say? Mitzar potter min sukkah? So everyone should be potter min sukkah. It's a tzar to build a sukkah. I'd like to be involved in other activities. We want to do mitzvahs, okay, I understand. But it's still, it's a big tircha. Well, obviously, he's not going to be potter in that case. The Lavush is saying that someone who's holchei drachim, again, his p'tur is teshu kein taduru. People would go out from their homes and they go on a derech. So this individual, it's kein taduru for him to eat outside of his outside of a sukkah. Aye, but we said balayla derchayev. Balayla derchayev because it's only a little bit of a tircha to get to a sukkah. If it's a little bit of a tircha, then the Lavush will say, you have to get to the sukkah. Because it's the same thing over here. If someone is close to his home, but it's a little bit of tircha to get home, he just go home, right? If he went for a parnasa, he's not going to stay at work, he comes home. So if it's only a little bit of a tircha, he'll probably come home. But if it's a big tircha to build a sukkah, that's such a tircha, it doesn't make any sense that we should be mechayev to do that. That's what the Bir Halacha quotes in the Big Day Yeshar from the Chai Adam, that if we force him to build the sukkah, if he's Holchei Drachim, Yamul Barov Halayla, he'll be working on it, Rov Halayla, Ezer Shos Balayla, he has to work on it for a long time, Ein Lechatzar Gadol Mizeh, that's not Ken Taduru. So it's not Ken Taduru, so then he's going to be put. That's the Lavush's star. Yes?
So how does the Magen Avraham say that you have to do it?
What does the Magen Avraham respond? Good, Avi, that's... Shlav achas shlav. I think what the Magen Avraham holds is that when the holchei drachim are balayla, they don't have a shame holchei drachim lechval. If they're holchei drachim only by yom, if they're traveling only by yom, so then balayla they're not called holchei drachim. What shame do they have balayla? They're no different than someone who is living where?
No.
If they're holchei drachim only by yom, then balayla they have a din of someone who's babayis, who's home. Someone whose home is never going to be potter from building a sukkah. That doesn't make any sense. So then the mitzvah sukkah is never going to get started. Someone whose home, we assume that the tircha involved in building a sukkah, a person always has to engage. That's for sure. It's holchei drachim don't have to engage in the building of a sukkah. They're holchei drachim. People would leave their home. They leave their home. But if we treat you as though you're back home, then avada, it doesn't matter. If it's ein lechatircha gadol mizeh, you have to be torach in whatever way possible to build a sukkah. The Magen Avraham assumes that holchei drachim bayom are considered holchei drachim only bayom. they're not all chedrachim balayla. They're babayis, but they're considered. They're not babayis. They're still baderech. But since they're not holkim, they're not traveling, we treat them like someone who's babayis. So we treat them like someone who's babayis. They don't have a tour of tircha. No matter what kind of tircha is involved, they have to build the sukkah. Because someone who's living in his home also has to build the sukkah, no matter what tircha is involved in building the sukkah. The levush, on the other hand, holds that holchei drachim bayom, exclusively bayom, are not called holchei drachim balayla. That is definitely true, because you know they're chayav to be tareach to find a sukkah. If they have a status of holchei drachim balayla, so then they wouldn't be chayav to be tareach to find a sukkah. Just like bayom they're not chayav. There has to be a difference between yom and layla, right? They're certainly not holchei drachim balayla, but the levush says they're still baderech. They're not traveling baderech, but they're not babais. There's a middle of the road, he says. Beg your pardon, right? They're not babais. They're not holchei drachim. That's why they have to engage in a tircha to get to a sukkah. Everyone says they have to at least engage in a tircha to get to the sukkah. But Zakta Levush, but they're not babais either. They're still baderech. They're outside of their element. They're outside of the bias. So if they're outside of the bias, then they don't have to build a sukkah. That far they don't have to go. Then we do say it's not ke'en toduru. A person who's babayis, so the Torah says you have to build a sukkah no matter what tirch. But a person who's baderech, we won't necessarily say that he has to build a sukkah no matter what tirch. Right? Because he's baderech. So if it's not ke'en toduru, people do go on a derech. Once a person's baderech, so then there are other rules of tirch. The rule of Kain Tadur applies differently to someone who's Baderach and someone who's still Babayis. So that could be the Machlokas Magen Avraham and the Levush. Magen Avraham says that Holchei Drachim Balayla are not Holchei Drachim Bechlal. They lost the shame of Holchei Drachim. They're like a person who's Babayis. So if he's Babayis, then of course all the Chiyuvim fall on him. We don't say that there's a Ptur of Teishu Kain Tadur. It's not Kain Tadur to have to be Tareach to build a Sukkah. There's no such thing. There's no such Ptur for someone Babayis. Comes the Levush and says, no, they might not be Holchei Drachim, they don't have the same tour. They do have to be Toreach to get to the Sukkah, but they're still Baderach. And because they're Baderach, they don't have to engage in a Tircha Yiserta to get to the Sukkah. A Tircha Yiserta to build the Sukkah. If they have to do a Tircha Yiserta, so then that much they will be part, that's not Kain Toduru, and that they will be part. Question, yes?
Wasn't the Ber Halacha, that it's implying that if the according to the Magen Avraham, if the tircha is too great, then you're patur from building. Like if you have to, like if you can spend a little bit of money to make the sukkah, then
exactly,
you know, then buy it. But if you have to spend too much money to build the sukkah, then
right,
then you don't have to make it. So but then it's not like you're kein b'bayis, because if you're kein b'bayis, you have to go out and make the sukkah.
No, if you're in the bias, you have to go out and build a sukkah no matter what. I mean, if it's more than chomesh nechasim, it's more than a fifth of his nechasim, so then that's a different issue. You have to spend more than a fifth of your nechasim on a mitzvah. But that's not the case, right? The sukkah is not going to be more than a fifth of your nechasim. But babayis, you do have to be tareach in terms of time, in terms of effort, in terms of money. Baderech, a person, baderech, according to the Levush, you don't have to be tareach that much. That's a tircha gedola. To put in 3 hours to build a sukkah at night, that's a tircha gedola. You don't have to do that. To spend a ton of money, that's a tircha gedola. You don't have to do that. Magen Avraham would say, no, you are babayis. Aye, but you're not babayis. No, you have a din of being babayis. Because as long as you're not holchei drachim balayla, then you're considered as though you're babayis, and then you'd be mechuyev to do whatever you have to do to build a sukkah.
It seems like you have to put in as much tircha as possible to, no matter what, make sure you're sleeping in a sukkah. According to the, if you have the din babayis. You have to put in all the tircha that you can to get a sukkah, but according to the
Magen Avraham, you do.
Right, but
Balayla.
Maybe I'm just understanding the Ber Halacha incorrectly, but it would seem that it was implying that you have to put in a little bit of tircha to build a sukkah, but if the tircha is too big to build a sukkah, then you don't have to build the sukkah.
The Ber Halacha is explaining the Levush, not the Magen Avraham. The Levush says that you have to do a little bit of tircha to get to the sukkah, but if it's a tircha yiserta that you're going to have to spend all night building the sukkah, then you're part of it. The Magen Avraham says, no, you have to build the sukkah. You have to engage in whatever tircha you need in order to build the sukkah. I think it's the Magen Avraham who says that you have to engage in extra tircha. The Levush would say you don't have to engage in extra tircha. A tircha, a little bit of a tircha to get to the sukkah or to build the sukkah, it's a little bit of tircha. I think building a sukkah we always assume is tircha. Maybe with the modern day pop-up sukkahs. it's not such a tircha. But normally we assume it's a tircha. So he would say that no, to get to the sukkah, you have to engage in a little tircha. But to build the sukkah is a tircha yisarta, that the person doesn't have to do. Because he's not babayis. He's baderech. He might not be olchei drachim balayla, but he still is baderech. So therefore he would not have to build the sukkah. The one final point that we have to talk about, maybe we'll discuss this tomorrow, is the Rashi. Right, what are the parameters of Holchei Drachim? Who is called a Holchei Drachim? Let's say someone is going on a tiyur. He's going on a Cholamoid trip with his family to an amusement park or something, going to Hershey Park, I don't know. Right. So nowadays, it's not, the Shaila is not as relevant, as critical, because we have sukkahs in all these venues. So you can sit in the sukkah. But once upon a time, it wasn't like that. Or maybe... maybe someone's going to think up a new venue to go to, and there isn't going to be a sukkah. So what's the din to such a person? Does he have to sit in the sukkah? Is he considered holchei drachim? Maybe the pter of holchei drachim only applies if someone is going for a tzorech. It's a dvar reshus. Schorer, let's say, right? He's going on business. It's a dvar reshus, but it's still a tzorech for him. Maybe the pter of holchei drachim should only apply if it's a tzorech. Or do we say maybe it applies even if it's not a tzorech? Even if it's not a tzorech, even if it's just a tainug ba'alma. Should the Pter of Holchei Drachim apply even for Tanik Ba'alma, or should we say that it only applies for its Tzarech? Look at some of the Makaros, look at the Rashi, look at the other Makaros, and then we'll try to compare notes tomorrow, and then we're gonna jump into the next sugya. Please try to prepare the next sugya so that we can get far into the next sugya tonight.